Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
North Jordan Valley, 2018, by Meira Asher. In the Jordan Valley of the West Bank, the Oslo Accords designated that 90% of the land is in Area C, meaning under full Israeli military and civil control. This is a contiguous area. Therefore, Palestinian communities in areas A and B are not connected to each other.
היה לך זמן, פרק עד היום, תקשיב עכשיו, כן? לא, היה לך זמן עד היום. בואו, אז זה לא יהיה סיבור. זה היה שלא יפול עליך, בואו!
By denying Palestinian communities the right to farm, to build commercial or residential structures, by destroying those structures which Palestinians do build without the unobtainable permits from the Israeli-run civil administration, the aims of the project become clear.
طبعاً طيب الحكومة دول إسرائيل شعب الإسرائيلي
إيه فنلاقي نحن
اللي عندهم إنسانية عندهم ضمير اطلعوا على الوضع اللي إحنا عايشين فيه يعني.
ميت بقى مشتغل بقى اتصفى
وانت شايف يعني شايف الوضع اللي عايشين
لو عسوك لو
شايف الوضع يعني شايفين بيجوا صحفي وبيجوا ناس بيشوفوا عايشين الوضع اللي إحنا عايشينه وضع عايشين وضع هذا
رؤوم متنخلين
هذا الوضع عايشينه
زركيم إفانيم على بروج زركيم
والله الوضع كل ما باله بالذات سوق كل ما باله
بقوتوا بتركترونين بقيم بسوس
مشاكل بتشتار قاعدي
شوتير راك مستكيل
بتاخذوا في الأراضي في الأراضي وبرحلوا في هالناس وين بدنا نطير وين بدنا نطير وين نروح
نحن أخشاب
وين بدنا نروح
افشل لخيوط كاخا
احنا عشنا هون بدنا نموت هون
ايه شتح بتوخ
The project is denuded of any vague credibility when contrasting the demolition of 1,504 Palestinian residential and commercial or agricultural structures from January 2006 with the continued expansion of Israeli settlements, including allocation of land and resources to both the Israeli military and to settler regional councils.
נותנים לנו כל שעה צבא רסה, זה לא מכפת, לא... ואם באים הורצים, זה לא משנה כלום. אנחנו יושבים, ואחר כך נחזור ולבנות, ואין לנו לאיפה נלך. אין מקום אחר.
It's to make them miserable. It's not just the demolition order, it's to close the grazing area. To deny water from them, electricity. It's full system that's working against them. And they hoping that one day they will break, go up to the cities, to Bas, Yassir, and clean this area from Palestinian. They live all the time under the demolition, evacuation fear that tomorrow they will come to demolish.
One potent weapon deployed by the Israeli state in their attempt to destroy Palestinian communities in the Jordan Valley, is to severely limit access to water for both home and agricultural use. 10,000 residents of 50 or more Palestinian communities in Area C receive less than 20% of the WHO recommended 100 liters per day. Even then, this water is frequently unsafe for human consumption, being largely purchased by Palestinians from private vendors at significantly higher prices than those of municipal water suppliers. These Palestinian communities are specifically debarred by the civil administration and Israeli military from obtaining connections to municipal water supplies.
High Area Office of the Attorney General, Bet El, reference 00152-01-8243, 18 Kislev 5770, 6 December 2017. Dear friend, regarding a response to your appeal to the declaration of a circumscribed area for polar access to dense land, your reference 10164, dated 11 November 2017, 10164-74-2, dated 12 November 1997. We hereby confirm the receipt of your appeal, which is referenced against the declaration of territory to Gdansk 5767-2017, hereinafter the delimitation order, which was transferred to our office on behalf of your clients, hereinafter referred to as the appeal. 2. The outset, which states that the commander of the IDF forces to Gdansk can't accept your application against the delimitation order, as we detected before. 3. In summary, the appeal alleges that the delimitation order does not apply to Palestinian residents, that order delimitation was published in manner contrary to the law and infringed the right of argument of the residents of the area, that order delimitation constitutes a violation of the international law because the decision of the military commander is unreasonable. Finally, the argument was added to uphold the existing reservation in section 6C of the order regarding unauthorized buildings. Judean's Ariad, paper 1539. 5064-2003, hereinafter, the order regarding unauthorized buildings. 4. At the beginning of our response, we should state that the documents required in accordance with the provisions of section 9b of the delimitation order and section 10a of the order regarding unauthorized buildings licensed were not attached to the appeal.
The Sea That You Cannot See by Dganit Eliakim, dedicated to Haitham Khatib.
البحر أمري أمنح للريح أيام عمري وهل في البحار سوى العاصفات تروح بلؤم وتغدو بغدري وكيف أصادق في الصبح مدا وفي الليل يمنح الدين
Thoughts of you have been guiding me from the moment I started recording this piece, Haitham from Bilin. You have been my inspiration.
مرحبا حسن حبيبي حسن الساعة 10:57 دقيقة بالليل أنا تاريخ اليوم 17/12 طقس مش برد كتير وأنا قاعد على صخرة جري على الرمل وعقبال يافا ضاوي الكنيسة مبينة ضاوي من هون جنب البحر بحر كبير كبير.
How do you manage to create these realistic documentations that on the one hand expose the pain, abuse and grief you are surrounded by, and on the other hand deliver a message of hope, like magic capsules of grace in our forlorn reality? It is this almost impossible combination that you exhibit, the absolute opposites that your life is comprised of. You expose all of it, portraits of the loving, joyful smiles of the children of your village, your favorite cats and beautiful trees, the sceneries of gorgeous sunrises and the colorful sunsets. And on the other hand, your fearless documentations of soldiers invading your little heaven in the middle of the night, like the worst mafia, taking kids by force from their beds, while their mums cry in despair, completely helpless in front of guns and a twisted sense of justice. I see it all through your normal eyes, heaven.
لونه بين الأسود والرمادي غامق، والموج بيجي بخطوط طويلة 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 وبعدين بيتكسر لما يقرب علي. يا ريت كان تقدر تسمع صوت الموج يا حسن. بعرف إنه تقدرش تسمع صوت الموج، وبعرف إنه زمان ما شفتش البحر. كنت أتمنى تكون معاي هون تشوف البحر زي ما أنا شايفه، وتسمع الموج زي ما أنا سامعه. يا ريت. لين عن أبو الحدود وأبو الاحتلال وأبو الوقت اللي بمنع حسن حبيبي يجي لهون ويشوف البحر، يشوف يافا، يسمع الموج. وبين موجة وموجة في هدوء هيك، بقعد برجع بقعد بروح، هدوء، بقعد بيجي الموج بقعد يروح.
I wanted to describe the sea for you, but every time I face this blue, astonishing vastness, I can't find the words. So I just stare at it and listen. I asked my friends to describe the sea instead of me, in words and music. I asked them to think about the people from the other side of the barrier, the ones who touch them the most, the way your camera lenses touch me.
أنا يا حسن، هذا اللي أنا شايفه قدامي، بياض، سوان، بياض زي التلج، سواد، بس مش أسود أسود أسود، بين الأسود والرمادي يا حسن، والرمل تحت إجري كمان بني على أصفر. يا ريت يجي يوم يا حسن تيجي لهون. باليوم اللي انت راح تيجي لهون يا حسن وتشوف البحر، تسمع صوته وموجه، راح تكون بداية جديدة على العالم، راح تكون بداية لحياة جديدة. يا حب، فيها سلام، فيها أمان، فيها بحر، فيها سماء بدون حدود.
Please accept my humble gift to you, dear Heifman, until the day that massive, ugly, cursed barrier falls down. The day your own eyes and your magical camera will be able to document our beautiful sight. Be patient, my friend. It will not take much longer. It cannot.
وقرعوا فؤادي على باب صدري تناديك روحي ونبض جروحي وقرعوا فؤادي على باب صدري فلا تتجاهل ندائي حبيبي فإنك
Lascia vibrare. There's a Family Living by Eran Zaks, dedicated to Michael Zupraner.
Chaque fois que mon oncle s'en allait, mes parents se mettaient à se disputer. J'avais horreur de les entendre crier.
Every time my uncle left, my parents would start fighting. I hated hearing them fight, and I would always look for a place where I could simply disappear. I wanted to hide where no one could find me. One day, they yelled at each other so hard that I started running in the opposite direction, and I headed to the upwinding path, which my mother strictly prohibited. I ran fast, real fast as I could, passing along empty houses on both sides of the road, as the path kept winding up and right and more right, and then a sharp turn to the left, and then down and right again, and then another sharp curve, and I followed it straight into the houses and began running inside the emptiness of the houses, turning left, left, and suddenly a steep climb, and suddenly I turn to the right, and the houses are on all sides now, and are below and above, entering one into the other, a vacant house inside a vacant house. And I am running with the winding path, rising and descending, twisting inward between the houses, as if I was running inside a giant long snake which is fast asleep, curled into itself. All of a sudden I stopped. Ahead of me, the path had split in two. Two openings, both seemingly leading further deep into the nothingness. I looked back. Nothing. Darkness. Actually, I could not see anything. I have been running for a long time without seeing a thing. I had no air. Not only because I was ventilating quite intensely, there was no air around. I wasn't suffocating, but I could feel how with each breath, my lungs were getting filled with dust, thin, dry dust.
At the heart of the city of Hebron, not far from the Tomb of Patriarchs, stands a vast tower of void, hidden from view, isolated and unnoticed. The recording was created there in Kaitun in 2009. We were invited by Michael of the Heb2 project, and in order to sneak in and enter this deserted neighborhood, Isa, our guide, took us to a crack through which we could squeeze through the enormous wall erected by the Israeli army in order to prevent any accents in or out of Kaitun. The sight inside is tantalizing. It's lesser known than the surrounding sites around it, but Kaitun was once an old residential neighborhood in a bustling Palestinian city. A large urban compound of stone houses, closely built one on top of the other, located in proximity to the market, on a street which ran parallel to the main street. This compound now stands completely empty and derelict. Rooms on top of rooms, flats over flats, corridors and houses, all vacant, abandoned by their inhabitants, who were coerced into leaving their already aging homes by an imposed prevention of access and use. The houses are deteriorating. The structures collapse and crumble. But some traces of domestic existence are still evident, scattered in the neglect. The recording was done on the bottom level. This perforated compound of empty chambers looming above us. Apparently, there is a family living on the other side of the compound. We can hear their voices reverberating through this maze of emptiness.
Audio Guide to Occupation, Part 1, A to D, by Ma'ayan Tzadka.
An Audio Guide to Occupation, Part 1, A, Means of Intimidation, Israeli Military Night Raids.
בבקשה.
כל וולד על בית, ליאון.
כולו נעים.
כולו.
כולו נעים.
כולו, ליאון.
כולו מזרר, לא ידעתי במבון, צעד.
כל וולד, ליאון.
כולו קטן.
לא, זוגר פי וחדה. ליאון. לא, זוגר פי וחדה. תעשיבו, כולו מלולד, נמיד, זוגר פי וחדה, חלה זוגר פי.
כל וולד, ליאון.
طب ما يعني
كل شيء بالبيت
يعني خلينا نقول شيء الذين يستغلوا شيء بالبيت
مين فوق بالخلف
مو تستكير عليه
كل نايم
كل نايم
طب ايه يا
اشرف اشرف ايش خوين وخاف
بالليل مش ممكن انتوا جايين في نص الليل الساعه 2:30 بالليل
مو تستكير عليه
ايش حصل حرام يعني الفريق هيو ما يعني ايش من فضلكم ما شاء الله يعني كثير ديمقراطي ومؤدب حتى هذا
الشيء
يلا عيد شيء
ايش
ولاد ايش ولاد مدخل الاولاد كيف تقرروا المطبخ هاي غرفه النوم ايش بدك غرفه نوم شو
هذا عمره شو اسمه 8 سنين جيب العربيه 8
هذا كمبيوتر
هذا عمره 11 سنه هذا عمره 9 سنين
مفرق إزازة حجارة
شو بتستفيد؟ لما تيجي تقطع بيت هيك على نساء نساء فيش عندهم زمن شو بتستفيد؟ بتكون أنت هيك قوي؟ وين؟ أنت لما إجيت من الضابط أنت حكيت للضابط لما إجيت فتت على البيت
وصاي
حكي كلمة المعاش
أنت ولد
ولد
ولد قصاي حول الجيش بدي اشوفه
هذا شمال
حول اطلع حتى حتى روح اشرب من المية اول شيء حاول عداي صفوش صفوش عادي
B means of crowd control. Tear gas. The skunk water cannon.
The skunk is an anti-riot means that we employ in order to live up to our philosophy of containing riots at a safe distance while also ensuring the safety of everyone involved.
Developed by Israeli security forces, this foul-smelling liquid is used to disperse Palestinian demonstrations. It's the answer to a years-old search by the Israeli military for an alternative to tear gas to control crowds.
It's water-based. And it has various ingredients that create
its
a very
smell
pungent smell.
Its smell has been
smell,
described as a cross between rotting flesh, unwashed socks, and a
well.
Sewer.
רגע, אתם רואים קורס קצר. מיד אחרי זה, אנחנו נעבור לקורס הרוב. צריך לחשוב שפה עומדים את מבגנים.
Means of killing. Rubber coated steel bullets. Snipers.
Omed. Omed. Khataf. Yes. Khataf.
No, khataf namukh, but.
Khataf batakhat.
Yes?
Ken. בול בתחת הנה הנה זה 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 עם הלבן זה עם הלבן בתוך השטח אתה רואה אותו? עכשיו הוא מתכופף תכף הוא מתרומם תהיה מוכן עליו ראית אותו? הנה 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 אחד מתכופף בולך בתוך השטח ראית אותו עכשיו הוא מתכופף תן לו מתרומם עומד רשאי נפל נפל יפה מאוד
יפה מאוד איזה פגיעה
Air strikes on Gaza means of resistance.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm.
Over and out.